Part-time pay for full-time work were the words uttered several times by former three-term mayor Dana Williams, who upon leaving office gave the recommendation to study pay for elected officials. He experienced financial hardship during his 12 years as mayor, making $23,500 annually. He, along with other longtime council members, agreed that the compensation limits those who can serve. While it was late for Williams, Mayor Jack Thomas will begin earning $42,000 plus benefits. That's an 81% increase in pay for the mayor, and a 71% increase for city council members will catch up the elected officials' compensation, according to the Blue Ribbon Commission that months ago gave its recommendations. The commission found that Park City officials fell far behind other comparable cities. That's why the recommended increases were so steep. Council members will go from $12,700 to $21,900 plus benefits. Throughout the process, there's been scant public comment on the sharp increases. A lone comment just moments before the vote Thursday came from resident Mary Wright. She said they need more time for public input, although the recommendation was made public back in March. She questioned whether the job duties of the mayor would expand, and if so, would it present a conflict with the city manager?
If the mayor becomes a full-time position, could this cause a conflict of who is in charge? Is there a job description for the mayor that shows increased duties? The one on the website basically has the mayor's job as representing the city, promoting communication between the community and government, running city council meetings, and voting to break a tie. One of the reasons for the increased compensation was to foster more diversity in our elected officials.
She also questioned approving the increase without addressing term limits and limits on campaign spending, also recommendations from the council. Councilmember Liza Simpson explained that council will address those issues immediately. Council, in fact, had already discussed those items earlier during the work session.
We very much took the Blue Ribbon Commission's recommendations to heart, and this group will be moving forward sooner rather than later in studying all of the rest of those recommendations. With regard to term limits, I personally feel that's not something we should decide. I think that's something the voters should decide. I don't even know how we put that on the ballot. So there are a number of steps that we have to take. Campaign finance reform, again, same kind of idea. I think we all agree we need to look at it. We need to figure it out.
Councilmember Tim Henney explained why the approval was coming now.
The reason that we're addressing this particular part of the three-part proposal brought by the Blue Ribbon Commission is because of the budgeting process that we're in. So this fits into the budgeting and has to be approved as part of the budget if we're going to approve it. And that's why you have this one element before you.
Councilmember Andy Bierman said he felt reluctant previously, but now supports the new compensation proposal.
Although I really do hope we will circle back. I think this was part of a multi-pronged plan to try to get more involvement in politics, and I hope we will circle back soon and have the conversation on potential term limits, campaign finance, new boards, and opportunities for people. So I look forward to that.
That's Councilmember Andy Bierman. The city plans immediate public engagement to hopefully inspire more community residents to serve in public office. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.